multifamily mindset
podcast.
Think bigger.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome once again to the Multifamily Mindset Podcast. My name is Dallas Pruitt, and you know the drill. Today, we're going to dive into a few mindset principles to help you continue to cultivate more growth and better success in your pursuits. My hope is that it's not just in your professional endeavors, but also in your personal endeavors. Quick review and rundown. Again, my name is Dallas Pruitt, and I am the founder of Live Life Mission. I am also the resident consultant at MFM, and it's my pleasure to be able to serve this network on a regular basis. And today I wanted to dive into transferable skills and looking back on our history and how this is a powerful tool for cultivating more growth currently in our lives where we're at and building a better future. So we listened to an episode prior this week where Tyler interviewed Bo and Caitlin Burrup. I actually have the wonderful privilege of being able to know Bo and Caitlin and work with them on a personal and professional level. They're amazing humans, and they spoke a little bit about their history as Division I athletes, and I thought it was very interesting and kind of a timely thing that we could talk about. Just transferable skills and how obviously their prior experiences have helped set them up for success in the multifamily space, in the world of business. But I want everybody to understand that you don't need to be a Division I athlete to find success in your business endeavors, in your professional endeavors. It's important for every single one of us to look back on our histories and remember how far we've come. And it's just something that we, especially when we get into a difficult situation, we don't do very well. We don't go back and reflect on how far we've come. Now, I'm not talking living in the past. I'm talking extracting powerful fuel to fill your current tank up with confidence in your abilities to be able to figure things out. And here's the thing. Even though many of you right now are currently learning new skills, you need to understand the process is the exact same as it has always been in your life. Only now, you've mixed in a component of, call it limiting beliefs, call it fixed mentalities, right? Meaning you're older, you've gained more experiences, and with that comes a little bit of stubbornness, but also a layer of fear of not wanting to look dumb or fail in front of others. And again, this is something that requires a little bit of vulnerability because we don't want to really speak outwardly those limiting thoughts, those limiting beliefs that we have inside of us. We don't want to tell people, we don't want to open up and say, look, I don't think I can learn this. I don't think I can figure this out. One, that's a really big lie. But two, speaking it out loud and getting that outside of your mind and to someone else is actually something that really empowers you and disempowers the thought. I found that opening up to somebody about what I'm, the pain that I'm currently experiencing that revolves around a limiting belief or a fixed mentality, when I get that outward and clarify it and share it in confidentiality with someone else, and I'm very strategic about who I share that with, I find that that person is able to help me better see the truth of the matter that I am capable and that this is just a fixed mentality that I'm struggling with. But it's at these key points that I found it super important to look back also on my history and find proof that I am capable of doing hard things. I am capable of learning and developing new skills. And again, you don't have to be or have a history of being a Division I athlete to find that proof. You just need to have experienced hard things. You need to have experienced stretching yourself at some level. Take your skills you've acquired. Here's an invite. Take the skills. Do this. Go through this process. Go through this practice. And whatever those skills are, take what you've acquired and transfer them to where you are at now. But don't just stop there. I invite you to build on them and build new ones. I'll repeat that again. Take those skills that you've acquired and transfer them to where you are at now. Look back and bring them back to the forefront of your life right now. And then again, don't just stop there. Build on them. If they're relevant and applicable, build on them. And also look at the landscape as it currently sits with what you're striving to accomplish and identify the new skills that you can work on developing. And here's an important point that not all skills are important right now for you. And if you stretch yourself too wide in the development of too many skills at once, the rate of your progress will be diminished. You'll actually experience a rate of progress that you don't like, and it's because you're biting off way too much. You're biting off more than you can chew. You're not meeting yourself where you're currently at. What's essential right now for every single one of us has always been a question I look at during all seasons of my life. Again, what's essential right now? It's a question that I've looked at all seasons of my life, and it's something that I invite you to do. We get ahead of ourselves. It is something that happens. Driven people sometimes have a tendency, and it's not just driven people, all people looking to make progress and grow, we have a tendency to get ahead of ourselves. And we miss important details, keeping us stuck. And what's essential at this time right now all depends on what it is you're striving to accomplish and at what stage of that process you are at right now. And no matter how hard you try to speed that process up, you can't. It's called a process for a reason. And in order to thrive inside of it, you actually have to figure out not only what matters most, but what matters most right now. For example, in my business, in my personal business, as a consultant and founder of Live Life Mission, what matters most right now is building automated systems on the back end. And look, this work is not sexy. This work is not glamorous stuff, but it's what's needed. And what does that mean for me? Well, as a dad with four kids, a career that's already in motion, MFM being one of those companies that I serve, and other priorities like my faith. Look, it means that I can only go as fast as I can. It means that some of the things that I like doing the most are put aside momentarily, or that I'm just not capable to put the amount of time I eventually would like to put into all of them. I cannot reiterate enough that whatever you're striving to build, you can't lose sight that it's a process. And the better you get at working that process, knowing that process, refining that process, and loving that process, the greater your results will be in the long term. And to do this, it requires a high level of trust. The value is trust. Trust that what you've got, you need right now. Trust that what you've got, you need right now to get where it is you want to go one day. Trust that right now is working for you. It's not working against you. Trust that solutions will continue to form as you work the process. Trust yourself and your ability to develop skills and figure things out. Trust is actually secondary, or letting go is secondary to trusting. You can only let go of your need or desire for results right now by trusting that engaging in the process is what will provide that. You can unmarry yourself from the results and engage more in the process as time continues forward. And as you do that, you will find that it opens you up to all new types of solutions, all better types of progress. Trust really is one of the most important values, not just as somebody in a profession, for someone in their professional life, but also in their personal life. Trust that it's going to work out. Trust that if you do these things and you forget about your need for those results, that it's all going to work out. Trust that God's got you. He's got your back, that your team's got you. They've got your back, and that everything is working in your favor. Even the tough, hard maybe not so perfect results that you are seeing right now. It really is one of the most important values that you can learn to grow and live by. My friends, these are my thoughts as I've sat down and listened to Bo and Caitlin and just watched their story unfold in the multifamily space and just as people and leaders in this world. The process is magic. The process is an amazing place to live. And life is too short to lose too much sleep over the imperfect results we're receiving right now. I promise you, the more you learn to trust, the more you learn to develop, the more you tackle your fixed mentalities and conquer these limiting beliefs that are very untrue and lies that we fall victim to telling ourselves at times, the better you get at all of these things, the more success you will find and the more fulfillment you will find in all of your endeavors. As always, it's a complete and absolute pleasure to be able to serve you, your goals, and your journey here on the MFM podcast. My name is Dallas Pruitt, and we will see you guys next time here on the podcast.
Multifamily Mindset
Podcast. Think.